This week, President Trump passed along the false claim that that elderly protester in Buffalo shoved to the ground by police was a member of Antifa. By all accounts, again, not true. But rumors that this anti-fascist group is infiltrating protests across the country are prompting some counter-protesters to show up with guns. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Justin and his buddies look kind of like they're from a special ops team. They've got beards, they're wearing military-style vests, and carrying assault weapons. But they aren't military, and they aren't police.
I see myself as a concerned citizen who happens to be armed.
Justin and the others won't give me their last name, citing concerns over their employment and safety. At this rally in Missoula, Montana, they say they're here to keep things peaceful. Missoula hasn't seen any violence associated with a week's worth of protests.
If somebody starts acting up, three or four of us go grab them and remove them from the situation.
So you're going to grab them and then, why have the gun if you're just going to grab them?
What if they start shooting?
Then you would shoot back.
I'm not going to bring fists to a gunfight, man.
They say they want to protect demonstrators, but there's also rumors that busloads of Antifa activists are coming to incite riots in small towns and cities across the country. That's why a man named Calvin is here, holding an AR-15. He says he isn't a counter-protester.
Not racist, I have zero problem with the people protesting, I support it 100%, but I don't support my town getting burned down.
Wyoming, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and other states have seen armed people responding to Antifa rumors. But the rumors have been widely debunked. The city of Missoula tweeted this video of Missoula Police Chief Jason White.
We have no credible intelligence that is true. We firmly believe that it has been rumor and speculation.
But the rumors are having real consequences. Some organizers have canceled protests over the presence of armed men and women. On social media, people are posting photos of vans or school buses they believe are carrying Antifa activists. Joan Donovan studies online extremism, social media, and disinformation campaigns at Harvard University.
The idea of an outside force coming in and invading your small town in particular does feel threatening.
But Donovan says Antifa doesn't operate as an organized group that can do something like that.
Antifa operates as a designation similar to the way that someone might describe themselves as a punk rocker.
Still, she says, there's been a lot of disinformation about Antifa coming out in recent days, including from the president and his attorney general.
You also have a right-wing media ecosystem that is pushing this narrative.
And on social media, Twitter has confirmed at least one white nationalist group created a fake Antifa account to spread false rumors. Activists suspect there are several more. Armed people showing up at demonstrations like the one in Missoula worry protesters like Aaron Giefer.
Just the presence of guns and people who have, like, military get-up and camo swarming the area makes me feel unsafe. And what if somebody does shoot or one of these cars backfires and then someone starts shooting?
Few organizers and protesters have said they welcome offers of protection, but the majority are deeply skeptical. They believe the people with guns are trying to hijack the narrative, trying to make protesters appear more dangerous than they are or intimidate them from exercising their First Amendment rights. For NPR News, I'm Nate Hedgie.